Insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the verses of chapter Nur, the 24th chapter of the Holy Quran, and different commentary points of these verses. Brothers and sisters, let's listen to the 31st verse.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وقل للمؤمنات يغضضن من أبصارهن ويحفظن فروجهن ولا يبدين زينتهن إلا ما ظهر منها وليضربن بخمرهن على جيوبهن ولا يبدين زينتهن إلا لبعولتهن أو آبائهن أو آباء بعولتهن أو أبنائهن أو أبنائهن أو أبناء بعولتهن أو إخوانهن أو بني إخوانهن أو بني أخواتهن أو نسائهن أو ما ملكت أيمانهن أو التابعين غير أولي الإربة من الرجال أو الطفل الذين لم يظهروا على عورات النساء ولا يضربن بأرجلهن ليعلم ما يخفين من زينتهن وتوبوا إلى الله جميعا أيها المؤمنون لعلكم تفلحون.
And tell the believing women to reduce some of their vision and guard their private parts and not expose their adornment except that which appears thereof, and to draw their head covers over their chests, and not display their adornment, except to their husbands, their fathers, their husbands' fathers, their sons, their husbands' sons, their brothers, their brothers' sons, their sisters' sons, their women, that which their right hands possess, or those male attendants having no physical desire, or children who are not yet aware of the private aspects of women. And let them not stamp their feet to make known what they conceal of their adornment. And turn to Allah in repentance, all of you, O believers, that you might succeed.
We said that there are some characteristics for women, which is mentioned in the verse, and there are three sentences that talk about the issue of veil. At first it says, لَا يُبْدِينَ زِينَتَهُنَّ إِلَّا مَا ظَهَرَ مِنْهَا. Do not display their adornment except that which is ordinarily apparent. We said that the purpose of adornment is mentioned differently by different commentators.
Some of them say that hidden adornment is the very natural adornment. I mean, the women's beautiful body, whereas the Arabic word zina has rarely been applied in this sense. Most of the commentators have considered it as the place of adornment because the display of adornment itself, such as earrings, bracelets, and others, is not forbidden. But displaying the place, displaying where they are used, such as ears, necks, and arms, and hands, is forbidden. Therefore, based on this explanation, women totally are not allowed to display their adornments that are usually hidden, though their limbs are not shown. Consequently, showing special ornate clothes that women wear under their usual clothes or veil is not permitted because the Holy Quran prohibits the display of such adornments either. In many traditions that are narrated from the Ahlul Bayt, from the Infallibles, alayhimus salam, we see the same matter that the interior adornment in Arabic is interpreted as necklace, and armlet, and anklet. Moreover, since in many of the Islamic narrations, the apparent adornment has been interpreted as ring, and so on, we see that the purpose of the interior adornment is also the adornment that are hidden.
على مر الزمان تألقا وأضاء للدنيا طريقا.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
word. In this series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
حفظ الكتاب بصدره فبدا وضيئا كالنجوم تألقا وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom.
So, brothers and sisters, as we said, there are three sentences for the issue of veil, which is of the women's characteristics. The first one was that they should not display their adornment except that which is apparent. لا يبدين زينتهن إلا ما ظهر منها. Now, the second one, وَلْيَضْرِبْنَ بِخُمُورِهِنَّ عَلَى جُيُوبِهِنَّ. They should draw their veils over their bosoms. The Arabic word khumur is the plural form of khimar, which originally means veil, but it is usually applied to the thing with which women veil their head, something like the scarf. The Arabic word juyub is the plural form of the word jayb, that means the color of a shirt which is rendered to the throat, and it is sometimes applied to the upper part of the breast because it is located near that part. So it is understood from this part of the verse that before the revelation of this verse, women wore their scarf in a way that they put their scarf behind their head so that their neck and a part of their breasts were visible. The Holy Quran, now in this verse, enjoins them to wear their scarf in a kind of way that that part of their neck and those parts of the breasts are visible that were visible previously are to be veiled. This is how the Holy Quran tells them, وَلْيَضْرِبْنَ بِخُمُرِهِنَّ عَلَى جُيُوبِهِنَّ. They should draw their veils over their bosoms. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this episode. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care.
Things always worked for me. Worry ends when faith begins.